This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Ashlyn O'Hara. Nanilchik voters may get the chance to create their own tax base to support community recreation later this year. The conversation is the product of ongoing funding shortfalls within the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. The pool at the K-12 school in Nanilchik is on the list of budget cuts approved by school board members earlier this month. But that's why Debbie Carey has decided to take matters into her own hands.
First, I had to get the petition, which I had to get the voters, 15% of the voters, which actually was like 27 signatures. I had to get that, turn it into the clerk's office. The clerk had to certify it. Then the mayor had to look at it. And then
last month, the borough formally accepted Carey's petition. She's a former school board president and longtime Nanilchik resident. She said there's been interest in starting a recreational service area in Nanilchik for years. Service areas are a way for residents to provide services the Kenai Peninsula Borough cannot. There are 14 scattered around the borough that provide everything from fire protection to emergency services to flood planning and recreation. In Nikiski, for example, the recreational service area runs a pool and community center using taxes paid by people who live in the service area boundaries. Carey thinks that model could work for Nanilchik.
I look at what the students no longer have, and I see how that impacts the community. The community wants to support. They want to support each other, and I think that moving forward, this would be a way to do that.
The annual cost of operating the pool will depend on how many people the service area wants to run it. The revenue will be collected through a property tax rate, or mill rate. A mill rate is the amount of money in taxes a property owner pays per $100,000 of assessed value. To pay for the service area, the people within the boundaries would pay more in property taxes each year. And during a meeting with community members in Nanilchik on Thursday, that proposal got mixed responses from attendees. Nanilchik School alum Leslie McCombs and her daughter, Lenny Wilson, were in the audience. McCombs comes from a commercial fishing family and says knowing how to swim is an important skill. She says she hopes the service area question ends up on her October ballot.
We're paying taxes for things I probably care about much less, so I think this is, if this is the route it has to take, then so be it.
Wilson, her daughter, is a current Nanilchik student. She gets to swim in the deep end of the pool now and has a few favorite activities.
Have free swim, play with the younger kids in the pool.
But Nanilchik students wouldn't be the only ones using the pool facility. Jeanann Hill doesn't use the pool right now because she's retired and says she doesn't like getting up early to get there before school starts. But she says she'd be interested in doing water aerobics or physical therapy if a service area was created. And she also says she'd be willing to pay more in taxes to make that happen.
And I am more than happy to pay whatever tax I have to raise the next generation up.
But that's not the case for everybody. Tiffany Johansson is a Nanilchik School alum who says she took for granted the programs and resources like the pool that are now under threat. But she says the burden of higher taxes would be disproportionately collected from property owners ineligible for some of the borough's other tax relief programs.
As a middle-aged woman raising a family here in Nanilchik, I can say I would wholly oppose voting for additional taxes if it came October.
A ballot proposition for Nanilchik voters isn't yet a done deal. Assembly members have to approve the ballot language first. The ordinance outlining that language was approved for introduction earlier this month, and it's up for a final vote at the Assembly's next meeting in Homer. The next borough election is October 7th. And that'll be all for this week's episode of Econ 919. Thanks for listening.